and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Katie
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to episode 200 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Welcome aboard, folks.
Woohoo! Howdy.
All you loose and buttery army members.
Woo! There's any of you left?
I know it. I know.
According to our data, there is.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Big 200 here.
200. Wow.
Big 200.
Damn. So a lot of years.
Pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, 200. Damn.
In my research of trying to find things that were relevant to 200, which was not easy, I did find this one interesting fact, that the average person will cut themselves shaving in their lifetime roughly 200 times.
Really?
Something to celebrate. Wow. We hit a milestone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, this is some interesting stuff right there.
Let's get some logistics out of the way. We are going to take April 19th and 26th off, which will be the next 2 weeks. And we're coming back on Cinco de Mayo, May 3rd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're taking a couple weeks off to kind of... actually, you gotta fix the gap there. That's what we're going to kind of do. We're going to kind of,
fix a gap.
Fix things.
We're going to kind of redecorate, reboot, we're still going to be the same Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour. We're still going to have Jay's Brew. We'll still have a top 10, but we're going to recharge our batteries, put our brains together, and come up with a lot of more good stuff.
We were reminiscing about old shows,
mm-hmm.
and we had some goddamn funny shows.
We did.
So, got to rein those back in, because they're a lot of fun.
Well, look, I mean, episode 2, what is loose and buttery? Can you answer that, John?
Yeah.
Then episode 3 was teasing loose and buttery, and it took us all the way to episode number 5 when we revealed loose and buttery.
Yeah, loose and buttery was in the... first page of my book. I've got a list of to-do loose and butteries and done loose and butteries.
You know what? Let's see if I can find loose and buttery.
Oh, I've got more Book of John, too. Oh, you got to have that. I haven't heard that in so long. Yeah, definitely want to hear that. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
And, of course, Bosco's joining us.
Hi, Bosco.
That's all right. He keeps quiet for the most part.
How long has it been since I heard this?
Yeah, when's the last time you did one?
I don't know. That's me playing drums.
Me, you, and Mike, yeah.
We don't hear this enough. It's classic.
Do the chicken.
I'm gonna do a little Jamiroquai, like on the. He did a lot of stuff with the. Like, what are they called?
What else do we got on this?
They're like conveyors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he'd like be walking, and he wouldn't be going anywhere, and then he'd go on the other one, and it goes the other way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something Insanity. Or,
yeah, that was a great album, man. Yep. I loved that.
Yep.
Traveling Without Moving. I think that was
the album.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the album.
Yep.
That was the whole concept.
Book of John.
We made this music, too.
Yeah, we did. Me and you. Me and you and that keyboard.
That's right.
Why are you making a pussy with your hands?
Vagina?
Yeah. Why is the Book of John in the jungle? That's what I'd like to know. with monks.
It's like the Jungle Book. You have to travel deep into the jungle. Find it. Mysteriously hidden in a temple. Buried in a mountain.
And why in the jungle?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Do they have a gong?
It looks like...
The in monks, this jungle,
that's how the monks communicate from one temple to another.
Gongs?
They're with gongs.
Gongs.
Exactly. By the size of the gong, they know what's going on. The smaller gongs, it's like not a big deal. The big one, hop to it.
Something's going on.
We made a bunch
something
of,
wong.
We made a bunch of intros here. Like,
why aren't we listening to them?
I'm trying to introduce it.
Looks like I have a lot of loose and buttery left. Looks like I did a lot. I think I did all of my Book of John ideas, but I got all kinds of loose and buttery. Wow.
We have a bucket list intro. I know we only did that like once, I think.
Welcome to the bucket list, where these three schlubs will tell you what's on their
I don't remember this at all.
I don't either.
We have never used it. When did we ever use it?
We used it once.
I'd like to know why I am so slow. Welcome to the bucket list. I don't know. I mean, it was a sleepy day for me or
something. I don't even remember that.
Me either.
Did you know? That's another one.
My notes are sometimes very confusing.
Oh, no shit. excuse me. I have excuse me. I don't know what
excuse me while I whip this out.
Now that's John. That's Jason.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Right. And why that is in the intro file, I have no idea. But it's there. Mad Libs. We have a Mad Libs one.
Oh, my.
Mad Libs! Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs.
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 Mad Libs. Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. More. Oh, there's
Mad Libsio. Oh, that's some funny shit there.
We have so much stuff. We could easily do a whole show on just reflections.
Story behind the pick. We got that one. I was doing some serious production there.
I know. Yeah, I was doing a wonder. See what's going on. Stupid, what's happening.
Weird. We got to bring this one back. Stupid, weird, and wacky.
Good evening, and welcome to the news of the stupid,
weird,
and wacky.
Wacky.
Mad Libsio!
Mad Libsio!
That's the first note I made for episode 200.
Mad Libsio.
Things that I like.
Now things that John likes. With your host, John Piccirillo.
I want to hear that episode.
We did one.
What did we do?
Hey, if we have a production thing for it, we did it at least once.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Number two.
Amarillo.
What about Bob? Let's see what that is.
Would you please give a big warm welcome for Bob Bitchin?
Oh, come on, say hello, Bob Bitchin.
Well, it's really great to have you on the show tonight, Bob. How you doing?
Bitchin.
Don't listen that far. I'll stall it right on, Bob.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I like that because my ass is shaking.
Wow.
Mad Libsio! See, there's something I totally forgot all about until we said. Here we go.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Yeah. Wow. We had a lot in there, huh?
Oh. I don't even know how that disappeared so quickly.
Yes. It's good.
Yummy. And is that the one from Vermont? Oh, it looks it's like the sunshine one that was hot last summer.
Sounds
like you have a dick in your mouth.
Sip of sunshine, yes.
Yeah. So that's... This might be kicked up a notch.
Yeah. No, it's a session. It's only 4.5%.
No, I mean more
hoppy?
Yes, explosive hoppiness.
Okay, explosive. Amarillos are kind of a little more aggressive.
Explosive hoppiness?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we remember this intro.
Coming to you from Homebrew Studios, it's Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Cady
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Now, there is one back from the past.
Did you go more than 4.5 on that?
4.25, I think I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, we were really overachievers. Our fourth episode was a special already.
See?
A Halloween special.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we took every advantage we could.
Wow, that see, episode six.
Maybe that's... See, we stopped.
Episode six was... We already had the boomstick, huh? This is my boomstick.
This is my boomstick!
Wow, that was that... I don't remember those popping up so fast. Oh, so fast.
This is my boomstick.
Yeah.
Mad Libsio.
You like that one, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
I kind of sounded like a little Jim Carrey-ish. I had a feeling that kind of vibe.
Yes, definitely. Seemed that way.
Top 10 Led Zeppelin songs. I'm just going through my book, by the way, because I found the original. It's even Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour notebook. The first one.
That is.
Yeah.
And already, so Episode 7, we already hit on.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, it's not a tumor.
Yeah. Wow. We on episode 9. So before Jay even, right before Jay joined, we were already looking for Jeff.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With, did he say finger painting?
Finger painting? Did he say finger painting?
And actually, when did you say something's wrong? That was episode 11. Something's wrong.
Something wrong.
And then Jay hit on December 25th.
Yes, Christmas night.
Yes. Christmas night, episode 12, Who's the First Guest?
Oh, yep. Look at that.
Yeah. Booyah, right there.
Episode 10, that was?
And then December 26th, the day afterwards, episode 12, so episode 12.5, which was December 26th, was More with Jay.
That was December 25th?
Well, according to this, January 8th was The Search for Jeff Begins. That was episode 14.
You said...
I thought it was.
You put out one on Christmas Day?
No, we recorded it on Christmas Day.
Christmas night.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. You sure we did?
Yep. Positive.
Really?
Yep. Well, yeah, Christmas night, I don't
we
have
even,
that
I listened
going
to
on.
That whole one, and we even talk about it.
Oh,
that was Christmas night. Yep. It was before we talked about not talking about what day it was.
Yeah, but still, that's hard for me to imagine because we have the Christmas dinner.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine he was there, or maybe we were still doing the fake of we were talking about it was Christmas night because we were going to put it up on Christmas night.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have to listen to that one.
Yeah. Oh, episode 16, John the Beekeeper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is so classic. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot how good that was.
Do you remember that bit?
What, John the Beekeeper?
Yeah.
I think I have it.
Remember that one? I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, let's see if I can find it. Well, talk. Oh, look, don't look at me. Look for it. That's all. Well,
if I can remember, we made a skit, and it was funny.
Yeah, I'll play it.
Yeah, there's a whole skit on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, let's pull that up. Definitely episode 200 worthy.
Problem is I got to find it, so keep talking.
Jabber, 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 jabber. No. Mad Libsio. I wish we could put that on while you're searching.
I can't do both.
I know what I got to do, though. I got to pour a little wine. It's hard to do that and talk, so I shouldn't probably do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there it is.
Look at that.
Is that the whole podcast? No, it's the skit. There it is.
Here we go. Right.
This should be it. I'm not promising anything, but it should be it.
Here we go.
All right. It's a beautiful day outside. I want to go check on the bees. Love those little buzzards. They bring us... lots of honey and wax, too, for candles, which is fantastic. Oh, not to mention candy. So I'm going to put on my outfit here. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm going to put on these pants here. Crinkle around a little bit, but that's no big deal. And then the jacket. Yes, that's excellent. My boots and gloves. Excellent. And my hat. Let's not forget the smoker and the pry bar. Here we go out the door. So we're gonna go check the hives. You know, actually, this is the first time I've ever done this. So I got to be careful. Now, I have all my gear on, and I know it's safe. And I haven't really used this smoker before, so when I get close, I'm going to get a little nervous. But we're almost there. I'm a little nervous about it, but here we go. Hold on a second. I think what I have to do is blow a little smoke in. I guess the first. first thing that I gotta do. Try to do that. I'm gonna do it one more time just to be safe. I'm gonna open it up here. Hold on a second. Oh my, busy little bees, aren't we? Oh my, hey. This is a funny looking bee.
Who the fuck is this asshole?
What are you?
I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker. Every time my fingers touch brain, I'm super fly TNT. I'm the guns of the Navarone.
What the? Just
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
In fact, what the fuck am I doing in the back?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
You're a talking bee.
You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
Did you just ask me a question?
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
John, what are you doing out here? Talking to bees?
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
No, I'm not out here talking to the bees. The bees are talking to me.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
No, seriously, look. We'll do something with it.
Normally, both your assets would be dead as fucking fried chicken. But you happen to pull this shit while I'm in a transitional period, and I don't want to kill you.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with a talking bee.
Don't be such a bitch.
Does he look like a bitch?
Holy crap! Did you just shoot Bob in the ass?
Well, allow me to retort.
No. Look, in case you hadn't realized this, bees don't talk, and you're talking to me. This ain't right. And the last time I saw a bee, well, with a gun, hell, I don't know what I don't think that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You just shot Bob and my pig. They didn't deserve that. What are you doing?
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
But that was Miss Piggy.
I told you should have killed that bitch.
She was last year's first place blue ribbon winner.
We have to be talking about one charming motherfucking pig. I mean, he had to be 10 times more charming than that Arnold on Green Acres. You know what I'm saying?
You just shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Talking bees don't exist.
What happened here was a miracle, and I want you to fucking acknowledge it.
A miracle? A miracle, my ass.
Enough is enough.
That's right. I'm done with you.
Wow.
I forgot how good that
was. We worked out the whole thing.
Oh, man. That took a long time, I remember.
We had to figure it all out.
Oh, my Lord.
That's classic. That was classic. Keep going. What's next?
What do you mean, what's next?
What was the next episode?
Oh, it says Jay's Brew number 2. Ooh. Jay, do you have any information on when
my
the first Jay's Brew?
First Jay's Brew was episode 21.
Okay. Well, episode 17 is Jay's Brew number 2, so... Oh. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Episode 21.
Doesn't tell the date?
Yes, January 29th.
Oh, wait. I'm 2015. Sorry. No, why do I have that? Why did I write that?
No, it's all mixed in there now.
No, episode 15 was the first Jay's Brew. Sorry.
That makes sense.
I'm looking at my other notes. I don't know why I wrote
that. Yes, because episode 15 is he.
Oh, no. Episode 21, I got my own music. Jay's Brew.
Oh,
music.
Okay.
First Jay's Brew was 15.
Chillin' Jay's Brew.
Yes. Yeah, episode 15 is he's back.
Yes.
Because I think.
First Jay's Brew, Wolf Hollow Amber, I brought.
Oh my!
Ooh. I was going to bring some of that. I should have grabbed some of that yesterday. I was going to bring that in the can now.
In the can.
Because John likes it in the can. That was one of my favorite episodes. So,
no, hold
episode
it.
23.
Oh, wait. Let me see.
When do we jumping ahead?
Okay, sorry. No, yeah. Number episode 21 is Jay's Brew is back.
Jay's Brew is back, and that's when you made
the
my
music.
Music.
That was the beginning of 2015. Obviously, it was very snowy and cold because it said episode 19 is snow, and more snow. And then episode 20 is enough of the cold and snow. So we must
be
getting.
I have 2/26/15 as the when I get my number two. as yep. a date. I don't know if that's accurate.
Yep, February 26th, episode 21, Jay's Brew is back.
And then we went to video on episode
23. Oh! John likes it in the can.
John likes it in the can. Yep.
And the episode 22 is Interruptions. I don't know what that was. But May 24th is the first Bob and John's Quick Shots. Actually, do we have the original? I might have the original Quick Shots. I don't know if I have the original Quick Shots intro or not. Let's see what I got here. Oh, there is a file that says Quick Shot. Oh, there we go. A lot of Quick Shots going on.
Oh, there's got to be a bunch of stuff there.
Quick Shots. I think this is the original intro. There we go.
Homebrew Entertainment presents Bob and John's Quick Shots with your hosts,
Bob Cady
and John Piccirillo.
Music that we used just for that?
That was money, if you remember.
Yeah. Got to use more of it. We own it.
Oh, we have an ending.
Might as well use the ending.
That's the ending.
From Homebrew Studios, this has been Bob and John's Quick Shots, brought to you by Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't we change the music to that? So I have an intro too. What is intro two? Wowee. Yeah.
Homebrew Entertainment presents Bob and John's Quick Shot.
Lively crowd.
Your host, Bob Cady, Jay Schmidt, and John Piccirillo.
I remember doing that one just because I wanted to be the last one.
Wow.
We could still use that.
Yeah.
If we wanted to do a quick shot.
Oh, that's right.
For quick shots.
Top 10 Canadian bands.
From Homebrew Studios, this has been Bob and John's Quick Shots, featuring Bob, John, and Jay. Brought to you by Bob
this
and John's
was,
Super Duper Variety.
You know what this music
power.
Is? It's the demo for Living for Today with me, you, Tom, and Mike. Wow. There's some blasts from the past.
Here's a Druthers beer we had back in the day. I remember started the process of
free beer for a year
of darkness.
Of darkness.
Do you remember the truth serum?
No. You mean back in,
episode 46.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. What's that?
That was the one from Druthers, the Belgian style triple, 12%, fruity, light colored ale.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
The last 5 minutes of that episode are possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
True, sir?
I still fucking laugh my fucking balls off. The last 5 minutes of that episode are worth the whole fucking thing.
Which what episode is that? I got to write it down 46. So I can check it out.
46. I fucking literally, because it's your serum, fuck, just pulled up so bad. Especially, you were in bad shape that one. That was
the last 5 minutes, you said?
Mm-hmm. That's some of that funny.
It is great. That was your back that was black number in there, but it was six? Number five.
Number five. Back in black, yeah. The only thing I think about with back in black is I go to Spinal Tap with, you can't get any more black than that. Yeah. That's black.
And Metallica's Black Album.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. No. Highway to Hell.
Number four, I went Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast.
Nice.
It just goes continually.
I had to take out Killers, and you know that's my
Trooper.
That is a huge. That wasn't on an album cover, was it? No. I don't think that was an album cover. Was
it's empty? Is it empty?
That wasn't
pretty close.
That wasn't an album cover, was it, John? Trooper.
Yeah.
I don't, What album?
I don't think that was.
I don't think it was an album cover.
Trooper.
It was that song.
It's Trooper. Trooper.
Yeah, and I'm free.
I don't think that was.
I don't think it was. I think that was just artwork for the. Maybe it was the. Maybe they put that out when they put that out as a single. Maybe? I'm thinking, because even back then, when you put out singles, you do separate artwork and stuff.
I'll work on that.
I think. Anything. I don't care what you think.
Hey, don't do that.
It's the truth serum.
we at number four.
Yes, four to you.
Four to you. My number four is going to be a little Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind, though. You the straight jacket?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I love that.
That's, I had it between that one, Number of the Beast, and Somewhere in Time. That was difficult.
Were you doing
Maiden?
Was it time? I think it was album cover.
The more I looked at this, I love Fear of the Dark, too.
Fear of the Dark is a great
crazy
one.
Crazy.
Seventh Son of the Seventh Son's pretty good.
Yes.
So it was Power Slave. That was
actually.
They have so many. So many. It's mind blowing, you know?
John's very quiet.
I promise, not a drop of alcohol is going to touch these lips tonight.
I just got thinking about
your number four.
Marketing and ridiculous shit like that.
Your number four, Jay?
For you, Jay.
Go with. Wait, so make sure I didn't think off.
Even back then, Jay was trying to find them.
Yes.
Yep. So am I. I'm going through it like that too.
Yeah, I'm going to do Peace of Mind also. I like that one.
I used to be the guy that didn't do his homework. These two assholes, I bet, did their homework.
I only had a day.
Finish your beer, asshole.
High school and all that stuff. Now I do my homework, and these guys are.
I'm drunk.
We're doing this show.
I'm drunk.
Still doing my homework.
Wow.
If he's here, who's running hell?
You hit your ass. You got that right.
Number three, John. You.
Yeah, you just skipped
like
some.
Switch no,
he
didn't. Jaded
Peace of Mind is his number four also.
I went number three, Van Halen, 1984.
Oh, there we go. You gotta love the babies.
Yeah.
With the wings.
M-C-M-L.
The babies. Diver Down is a great album.
Absolutely.
Cover.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And being a diver, I would dig into it, too.
I would go down. I'd go down all the way as far as I could. My number three. My number three is, you know, so iconic, I guess, as far as you can. Probably one of the first ones where they put an album cover out with no name on the cover. Probably the first band to ever do that. I'm not quite sure. But Led Zeppelin 4. I mean, nobody even knows really what it's technically called. Is it the four symbols? Is it Led Zeppelin 4? You know, but that, you know, the old man with the. Is it good one? With the thing of sticks.
Just sounds like what he was carrying. Right? Yeah, it's a total guess. It's totally bullshit. But Thatchets. It sounds right.
It was like fags.
He was carrying some thatchet.
I thought a fag was a cigarette.
A thatchet.
No, a fag is a group.
No, I didn't say faggot. I said
no, fags. Not fag.
Thatchet. No, I said thatchet. It's T-H.
I know.
Thatchet.
I know, but in England. If somebody
Which, by the way, this fantastic beer we came from.
If they were to come up to bum a cigarette from you, they'd be saying, you have a fag. That's what they call
right.
it.
Right. I get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I didn't know. Sure. Jay said it was also a bundle of sticks. I didn't realize that.
A thatchet.
I'm saying
a fag is equal to a thatchet.
I don't even know if thatchet's a damn word.
$2
I know. I know there is a. I know.
Thatchet. I know there
I
is.
I know there is what they call a thatcher.
You guys are killing
that's
me.
That's somebody who like. I think repair. Like, is it somebody? I don't know what a thatcher is.
Thatcher is a bomb.
It's a volume.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I think it's fun. Out of the dark space.
Jay will find out.
My number four is Wish You Were Here.
Nice. Excellent.
Excellent album cover.
Yes. So
holy crap. We just lost
power.
I'm not sure.
Go check that video camera. I don't even know what the hell we're functioning at.
I don't know.
We blew a power went out. No, I think it was a thunderstorm or something. The power went out.
No, it went to, whoa, this is really weird.
Power goes off of you back then.
You know what? We're going to finish it just like this because we don't really have much of a choice.
Hit the button.
Hit the button. Like, close
that. Very echoey.
Well, we're just going to have to finish it or else we're going to interrupt it. Let's finish it quickly. What was your number two?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Number two, AC/DC, Back in Black.
Nice. My number two is going to be Kiss, Dressed to Kill, when they're all on there with their suits. You know, I just thought that was, I always loved that cover with them in their suits, but with the makeup on, which is different.
My number two is House of the Holy.
Houses of the Holy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite. One of my favorite. John, you're number one.
Power went out. With Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Well, the most iconic.
The power again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting there. Almost
hold
there.
That. Hold on, we're almost done.
Almost done.
Just hold on.
Fantastic podcast, this one.
Yeah.
Where is it? Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, there you go. My number one, Kiss Destroyer.
The good news, we're drinking it. It's good.
My number one is Kiss Destroyer.
The good news is we're drinking.
There we go. And that's the top 10. Okay, guys, let's do this one last time.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram or Periscope.
And our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour.
All right, say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight, guys.
I got to say, that is a good pick. That's a classic right there. That is a classic.
Watching it, I was dying the last
That's
minutes.
Classic.
That'd be fucking...
Here we go, here we go.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Oh, my Lord. I'll have to go back and actually watch that one.
Yeah that's
the end of that.
That was funny to watch. We didn't lose the video either.
We didn't?
No, the video stayed. So...
We must have blown a fuse.
I think we blew. I think we blew a breaker.
Partial power or something. Because I don't think the generator even. You didn't have it, so it doesn't.
No, it didn't automatically go on. No.
Huh.
No.
Oh my Lord. Oh.
Yeah, that was good.
Good pick on that one, Jay.
That was probably one of the first ones that I had that I was like. Holy shit. Yeah. Beer can
That
fuck
can't
you
be
up.
The first time you went dark on us.
No, but it was a rememberable one.
That one,
for sure.
That one I remembered. Yep.
And I think we had just started. It worked out really great, and we won that thing at the golf tournament.
Right.
And that's pretty much what we had done. I don't know when you started bringing Wolf's Hollow around, if it was like.
Oh, that was.
The first one I brought was Wolf Hollow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He started right off the rip with
so
that.
So we liked it.
Yeah, with my 2015.
All along, but I got to say that I do remember that truth serum being exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 35, The Bitter Beer Face. I think that's when John came across the sour that
the
Jay
sour,
got.
Yeah. Yep.
Hey, so. Don't do that.
I have a note here. Episode 53, that was October 5th, 2015. We had a new Jay's Brew, and they're brand new. It said Mad Libs.
Well, that's Mad
Libs. So I'm going to put that by
because that is episode 53, year two, new and improved.
Ah, mm-hmm. See that?
Yes. Let me see here. If I recall right, episode 49 was pretty good. J Street Panties.
Yeah, I saw. No, I think I showed Jay because I was laughing. So I think I know that story.
Okay.
I'm surprised I told it though. If I,
I'm sure you did.
Well, we can't listen to the whole thing, so we can't do it that way. Well, I do recall there was this. Well, everybody listens and watches know that I struggle with hemorrhoids,
which
is why I'm standing all the time.
What was that noise?
I don't know. You're in big trouble.
Oh, no.
Television?
Oh, it's like a siren.
Jay would be notified.
No, he wouldn't.
It's 9 o'clock.
You get a horn at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock whistle?
Yeah, 9 o'clock whistle.
Okay. Crazy. See, episode 200 and funny shit still, weird shit still happening. Okay, that was your hemorrhoids and your donut?
No. Because when they start to really bother me, I use a ice cold Tux.
Was that J Street panties?
Yeah, I think.
Why would it have to do with J Street?
Because I...
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Because I realized it had fallen out on J Street.
It's going to be consequences and repercussions. Yeah.
So I think that's what that was.
Episode 25 was first day new set. So that must be when we went to the black felt background.
Yeah, I had that one in there too.
It didn't last long, did it?
No.
Yep, new set. I had that one down too, but I didn't write any notes next to it.
On episode 26, Bob and John like to get their meat from a butcher. I don't know what that's yeah, all about.
That's right.
Yeah.
I like going to the butcher.
And I became, episode 53, I became an untapped master.
Ooh.
Ooh. Master badge.
I think Bob's working the other way. He's going backwards.
Oh, we're going backwards.
I think he is.
No, I'm just skipping around.
Oh.
Episode 38, on the whole, Preparation H feels good.
Maybe that was a
July
drop.
23rd, episode 42, the growler. That must be when you started the... is that when you started the beer for a year?
Oh, it might be.
We would have got it in the summer. Because
True Serum is a few episodes 46. Down the road there.
So, yeah, it probably was. That makes sense.
J Street panties, then we're at a year. New and improved. The set is complete, episode 55. Who the hell knows what that is? Oh, should we do our... I guess we should do this, since
all
we're
right,
like 42 minutes in.
Screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast on Buzzsprout.com, on Spotify, and iTunes, or...
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped at Jay's Brewmaster Pick.
And for all your rock and roll needs, go to 151online.com. Check out the video for our new single, Shake It On Down, and see where we're playing near you. December 10th, 2015. What about Bob? Is that the first one? Was that my first absence, maybe?
I have... What episode did you say? I have it as 62, but... It says no.
Episode 62. What about
no,
Bob?
No Bob.
Because I've missed two. I missed that one, and I missed last week.
Last week. Yeah. It's been that many episodes since I...
I think we did Quick Shots, so I think John officially only missed one episode when he went to Italy.
Wow.
But that you missed a couple of Quick Shots because of softball, and me and Jay filled in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do believe.
Yeah, I remember we did a couple without John. Not many.
Yeah.
Well, and our stupid football thing.
Ooh.
Episodes. That was a lot of work.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was just a lot of work.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. It was terrible. It was, ugh, you know. Yeah. Episode 67, Mind Eraser. I believe that was a Druthers, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure that
was
one.
That was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
That was definitely a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we started getting on a roll right around here, like episode 70, Huge Johnson. Episode 71, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Could that possibly be the infamous everything that's green top 10? Green things be, that are green top 10?
I know I did Irish car bombs.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh my god, we did. Did we pound them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, that's good shit, man.
71.
Got to do that when the timing's right. I'm stuck on this page. I don't even want to go past it. Episode 54. I have Happy Birthday, Sammy. I'm thinking Hagar 68. October 13th.
Okay.
But what I'm really I don't know even what we use this for, but I have a lot of really cool words for strange fascinations.
Okay.
Odaxalognia, which is one who's turned on by biting. So I've got one.
Oh my God, my pipe organ! Yay!
Aguilera? Nutophilia.
What's that?
Attracted to mannequins.
You're titillated, aren't you?
Ursagalomatophilia is aroused by stuffed animals.
Oh, my muffins are ready.
This one really is creepy to me. Lithophilia, aroused by stone and gravel.
I'm going to squeeze right in here if my thighs will let me.
Can you even imagine actually being turned on by stone and gravel? Like, I mean, I imagine you have to be a dump truck driver, like a concrete place or something like that, that, like, loads stone all the time, because you'd be like, oh, you know, jumping off the load. Yeah,
I couldn't.
Literally.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dumping a load, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine what that would, listen. I'm proud to say I don't have any irregular sexual hang-ups. I just like a beautiful woman. What can I say? I don't have any like weird like strange shit. So I can't put myself in the place of that because it doesn't make any sense to me.
That could be a real curse.
No shit.
You know? Yeah.
Could be very chafy too.
There's a pill for that.
Yeah. Well, they have a pill for that.
Get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot.
Chasmophilia is arousal by caves and valleys.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
Not those kind of caves and valleys.
Oh, this is the one that would really made me laugh because we just heard the beekeeper bit.
Uh-huh.
Melissophilia is being turned on by being covered in bees.
And what you just said there, you crossed the line, buddy.
That's right.
Melissophiliac.
Yeah. That's the issue.
You thought me being a beekeeper was all about honey and wax. Well,
different kind of honey.
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be. A full release ensures a rejuvenative rest and promotes a winning attitude.
You guys will show up one Sunday, and I'm out there taking care of the bees. Naked. Listen. Covered in them.
There's a
big heart on. Oh, yeah. Love it.
There's a good chance. I think what I'm going to do for when we come back after our 2 weeks off, I think I'm going to clear the decks on both of these and see how many new stuff we can get in there.
Fresh start.
Just listen to some clips and see what we like.
Episode 72, The Crayon.
Yes.
I think that was a big one because Jay brought the video. That's like our number one video on YouTube.
That was the first one. Yeah, that was the first one we had.
Called The Crayon.
That was fantastic. Ever since, we've had some fantastic beers from Crayons.
Episode 76, Horses Don't Wear Pants.
I remember that.
In episode 77, Drinking a Doobie.
Yep.
And oh, of course, episode 79, A Little Slap and Pickle.
Oh, yes.
we were on a rip here because it goes right to episode 78, Talent.
Yep.
Talent. Yes.
Which then goes to episode 81, Welcome to the Slippery Pickle. Which we still have to bring the slippery pickle to audibly to life.
And the pretzel peddler.
The pretzel peddler.
Where's that? That's gotta be Don't Point Your Finger at Me is episode 83. That's gotta be
Acrotomophilia, attracted to amputees. I've heard of that before. I've actually heard of people being
this
is my boomstick.
Being amputated because they like to be that person.
All right.
A lot of stuff out there.
I did. I was on 16 episodes in a row from 69 through 84, looks like.
What about him?
I was on 16 straight episodes.
Ooh.
At that point.
Salarophilia, turned down by sailing.
You motorboat son of a bitch. You won't sail you.
There we go. Episode 101. Can you say pretzel peddler?
Mm-hmm. Pretzel peddler. Pretzel peddler. Pretzel peddler.
And then, which is the next week at 102, is the Big John one where the Hangover John style. And I think your sister and nephew and Jake or somebody got on the phone. You got on the phone because you couldn't remember what happened.
Oh, yeah.
101 was also the 50th Jay's Brew.
Was it?
Have that in there, yep.
Oh, the pretzel peddler. I remember laughing so hard for that one. Whew.
Too bad we don't know a clip of that.
And then 103, it can't be good. Nobody, it says, episode 103, nobody's at the helm. So that must mean it spiraled out of control fast. Episode 104, oh my God, Jay doesn't like a beer.
Did you bring one you didn't like?
Must be.
So we were wondering when Jay ran into Jeff. It must have been before April 21st, 2017, because episode 106 is finally we found him.
Yeah.
How did we come up with our elf names?
Elf names?
Yeah, my elf name was Peppermint Pudding.
I think there was a Jenner.
Jay's,
I think we found it
Jay's
like Jenner.
Elf name was Pickle Pants Pudding. And Bob's elf name was boy. Monkey Buns Nipper.
You're damn right, Monkey Buns Nipper.
I don't know how we got to that.
Must have been an elf name generator.
I think so.
Hold on, you got to write those down on a piece of paper for
it's
us.
It's written down right here.
No, not so you have to dig for it. Write it down so like you know.
That's more writing. I have to. I'll just make my note. Oh, the pen's failing. I think it's 5 years old now.
Episode 111: Meet John's talking sphincter.
I can only imagine.
Asshole mio. Asshole you. My sphincter talks. You got to do the thing, though.
That's probably what you did.
Back there now. It used to be on the side. Hmm? It used to be on the side, so you could see you.
I know.
Episode 128 is...
step up on it.
That's the one where John missed. Episode 128, It Takes Three. I believe that was me and the 151 boys.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes, because episode 129 is Bitches Back.
Italy was a good time.
I'm surprised we didn't have Jay come down for that. Oh, you know why? Because I did the podcast on band practice night, and you were working nights, and you couldn't. Yeah. Yep. Oh, December 1st, 2017, episode 138, Don't Make John Laugh. I believe that was because of your surgery.
Oh, yeah.
That was
you're still in 2015.
What?
Whatever episode you were talking about.
No, that's 2017.
Oh, you're way ahead. I'm still flipping through.
Oh, I'm kind of flipping through fast and around and everything else. You know?
Episode 64, Top 10 Things You Love About Christmas, 1221. You got to be close to this one you were talking about then. This one. Now, see, that's what... Well, that was probably a different Christmas.
Episode, yeah. Episode 149. Shh. Jay's got a hangover.
What Top 10 stand-up comedians of all time.
Of course. Episode 151. John gets animated. I believe you brought animated porn to that.
I like that. Yeah, I look at that.
But that was a big one. I think everybody but Greg was there, and yes. Jay was there too yep. for that one.
I have a note on episode 68. That was January of 2016. It says brainstorm for future episodes.
Yeah, we're finally getting to it.
We're getting there.
Oh, episode 155. There's a shit cloud coming.
Run for your lives!
We laughed so hard. I think we laughed.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives!
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, I think we laughed way too hard on that one.
I have a note that we did utter nonsense for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
On that one?
Game. That's why I have a note. I don't know. That's.
I think the first time we did it was with the best ones, too. I think.
And I wrote whiskey down at the bottom for some reason.
Whiskey?
Mm. Maybe, oh, John's word of the day was whiskey. Must have been.
John's lights are out. John's, hold it. Episode 167. John's lights are on, but nobody's home.
I know what that's about.
This must be when you started doing hats. Episode 168. Oh, those wonderful hats. My
favorite for episode 200. Just so you know, there's a lot of quick shots around.
Yeah, we started that mainly to cover for the summer because we were having scheduling issues and there's a lot going on. And
yep,
we were trying to figure a lot of crap out. Quick shots always come and go. You never know when they're going to pop back in. We had like 33 of them.
I don't know. The way I have things listed is weird because I'll have episode 73 and a quick shots 14. So they're labeled independently.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. I think the last quick shots we did, if I'm correct, is quick shot 151 because we wanted to delay episode 151 because we couldn't have it that week. Mm-hmm. But we needed to put something up, so I think we went to a quick shot. Sometimes we do that. Put a little bumper in there because after that, I don't think we've done a quick shot ever again.
No, we hadn't done one in a long time. I'm up to 15 quick shots so far, though.
Right now. We have 33, and then we do the quick shot 151.
You know, I like the little outtakes and intros too.
Oh, I missed those. From the what do we call them?
Screen.
Yeah, what do we call those, John? Our
vignettes.
Yes. Our vignettes.
The little intros and outtakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a Cinco de Mayo one here. We did a top 10 Mexican foods, so we can't do that one.
Oh, look at that. I'm right on this one. There it is.
Quick shots 18, quick shots 19, quick shots 20. For a while, we were doing more quick shots than regular episodes. Top 10 TV show theme songs. Magnum P.I. was my number one that week. Top 10 movie remakes.
Variety Power Hour. Come check out episode 25. Hey, folks, this is John from... Come join us, episode 25, Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Come join us.
Oh, we did a quick shots.
Here's one with Jay.
Hey, all you Loose and Buttery Army members, come check me out at episode 27, Bob and John Super Duper Variety Power Hour, and join the brewery.
Oh, yeah, I know we had a couple there that were really funny.
Yep.
Loose and Buttery Army members, collecting you one at a time. Come check out our cocktail quick shot on quick shots number 4.
Look, I even have a diagram.
What?
I can only remember.
What number was that? Talent. The picture's hilarious.
Talent?
His talent picture.
That looks like a fucking Charlie Brown hand or something.
It's like a cartoon hand.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, funny as shit.
I just had to make sure I had it right. That's all.
The diagram.
Did any of you read what it says on the bottom?
No, I didn't.
It says two in the can, thumb in the paint.
You had to remember instructions. Instructions on how to do the talent.
How to do talent.
Those are the funny ones when you put this is John, yeah, there, and Jay, and Bob, and then you put a picture.
Jay lost that one. We lost Jay on that one. I know there's one with John with the episode of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power, and I forgot what the fuck I was going to say next. Yeah. I got to go through and find all the blooper ones.
I think warming up with the vignettes used to do us a lot of good. It was like a warm-up for a, you know, what, yep. What anything.
Then we got to start these at 7. We got to start these at 7 then, because the vignettes take easily an hour. Mm-hmm. And now, and that was before we were doing double.
I don't know
double
if we
ones.
Want to talk about it on the show, but you know, there's a lot of options.
Oh, we're gonna go back and find the good, the bad, and the ugly, and hopefully have more good.
Yep.
and do a lot more.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, Super Duper Variety Power.
You son of a bitch.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Could you come back in an hour?
Housekeeping, you want towel?
Want towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want rent for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com, Spotify, and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew Master Pick.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Check out our debut album and our second video and single, Shake It On Down, and find out where we are playing near you. Uh-oh, John forgot the glasses.
I got them right here. Oh, you do? All right. Yeah, there's two pint glasses. Just use those. Yeah. Well, yeah, we just use those. That'll work. I don't know. Is that a pint glass?
I think he was looking for the usual glasses.
What? I don't think that's a pint glass.
I'll go get the usual.
No. Just grab. You got a pint glass there. There's one. There should be another one. That's a pint. This isn't a pint glass. There you go.
Jesus. He's hitting the everything.
I brought a few options because I didn't know what we were going to do here. So
options.
While we're unwrapping here. I don't know if we want to go. This beer that scared me, I still have.
Ooh.
I still haven't had that yet. Oh, there it is.
I don't know if John wants. I think we should wait on that one because John has a rendezvous to get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So I'll do the
fishing trip.
Yeah, he's going to dip his lure in and see what he catches.
I'm a true sportsman.
Yep.
They're well wrapped.
I know, but this bubble wrap is the shit.
Yeah. Sticky.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it makes wrapping shit real easy.
rapping shit.
Why you want to rap shit?
I was telling you, I had my I thought of that same time Jay said it.
Totally cool.
Since
that stuff.
You guys are wearing the shirts, so I'm going to go with this. There you go.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
They're being sued, too.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses is suing them.
Are they?
Yeah. They just hit the air.
I figured that was going
to happen. Hit the news today that they're suing them for it. So.
How appropriate.
How appropriate for the lawsuit everything else.
We'll drink it before they change the name.
Yeah, no, me and John actually did not plan this.
I was wondering about that.
No, this was a total... Hilarious. That's a miracle, actually. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
We happen to be wearing the same band, and Jay brings the fucking beer.
Yeah.
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be.
This is Guns N' Roses. It's a rosé ale brewed with hibiscus and prickly pear by Oscar Blues.
Oscar Mayer?
Wait, this is fantastic.
So they're out of North Carolina. Well, actually, there's a few spots. Colorado, Carolina, and Texas.
Let me see that, John.
Don't be shaking it up on me. I know how you like to touch my dough. I don't want you to
shake it on down. I had a couple other options.
Yeah, they might have to. They might have to change their.
Might
want to
keep that can.
Yeah, you might want to. What it might have to come to is they might have to change the logo.
Yeah,
that's probably what they're suing them over. Because obviously, Guns N' Roses, they can't. But with the N in the middle and everything, and that.
Even though they have it.
Yeah, they have it. There's only one.
There's only one on there. And I guess it's similar enough to be
close enough.
Yeah.
Close enough. Interesting. So is this an ale?
This is supposed to be a rosé ale. I haven't had it yet. We'll see.
I could tell we're past an hour because my ass is starting to hurt.
Ass sphincter says what?
Now what loud asshole sphincter makes?
Think of how bad it hurts. All right.
When I bend over to push the button, my ass will be the last thing you ever see.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
So we get to drink.
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's...
I got you.
So we get some very contra...
Virtual
beer.
Yeah.
And it is rosé.
Yeah, it's definitely rose. Definitely rosé.
Color.
Yep.
It's like a rosé wine.
Rosé.
Now, I'm a wine drinker, and I wouldn't be down with rosé wine, but I'm really curious to find out what the beer with that tint of red.
Try and get Bubs t-shirt in the background. I check in.
Oh, that is a good one. That's a good one. Good photography, Jay. Two thumbs up. Four if you count my toes.
There we go.
Four if you count toes.
I was in a meeting the other day, and I was doing this on the table because I just do that. She's like, are you going to do that the whole time? I said, no, it's just, well, I'm waiting.
All right. I got it.
And I said, you know, you're lucky we're not sitting on a beach somewhere because I do that shit with my toes and I'd hit you with sand in your eyeball right now.
Yeah, you got freaky feet. You got some fucked up
feet. She laughed her ass off, but you know, I'm not lying.
Here's what's going to happen, Tonto. Kimasabi's going to have some flavor. I'm going to choose not to eat with you.
We're not going to eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral.
So obviously the color is right on.
Yeah.
How's the flavor?
I feel like it's leaning towards a sour.
Yeah, kind of.
And it gives no indication of that on here.
What is this supposed to be? Is this an ale?
It says it's an ale.
It's an ale.
I feel like for an ale, it's leaning towards a sour. I got to say it's good, though.
It is good. Very drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... You get that... I guess it's the prickly pear juice that gives it that fruitiness, tartness. A hibiscus. Hibiscus is supposed to be about the smell, I think. But
I mean, you love sour, so you got to think this is the shit, actually, mm-hmm. because
it's good. Yeah,
because
I don't know if I'm gonna go too crazy high on it. Let's see here. What do you got? So the color's great. I love the color.
The color's five. Balls on for what it's five. Named.
The aroma,
yeah, yeah. I got it right nose in my nose that time. I can't get any closer than that.
There's no aroma?
No, there is.
It's just not, I don't know.
Rosy?
It's a little, I don't know how to say
it. It's funky, kind of, to me.
It's, yeah.
It's not as fruity as I would like.
It just smells like a
beer.
Yeah. It doesn't really have any. It just smells
it's got
like
a little funkiness to it to me. I don't
know. What's the one that you like to get at the where you did Das Boot, the beer that was in the Das Boot. Hefeweizen. It smells kind of Hefeweizen-y.
I do like those. I was captured by those at a young age.
Yeah.
Actually.
No, I like a Hefeweizen.
Yeah. That's what it smells like to me. It smells like
the,
a real
Hefeweizen. The Dunkelweizen too, the dark version, which is has the same taste. It's just a dark beer.
Yeah.
A Dunkel. They have
banana. I can't give a really big
knock it down to probably like a 4 on the aroma.
On the aroma, yeah. Because it's really
it's just funky. I don't know how else to put it.
It just smells like beer to me.
I guess the word is deceiving.
Yeah.
Because it's not giving you any of the flavor when you drink it.
Right.
You smell
it. The flavor is good. I like the flavor.
The flavor's good.
The flavor and the smell are just not matching
it's
up.
It's not. Right. It's not. And the color, too. And the color's great. The
color's amazing, color's actually. Awesome. I'm color's curious how they nailed that sort of rosé kind of.
Color's five.
It's funny, up to the light, you don't see the redness, but
the flavor's good. I mean, not great, but it's got a fruity flavor, but then there's like a little bit of like a flat taste at the end.
My problem is I was just thinking about something else because it's called an ale.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Okay.
I think it's more ghost-like, more like that.
Yeah, yeah, sour.
More sour.
It does lean towards that side.
Which you don't like.
Which I'm not a huge fan of. I got to say, though, in its defense, is it's very drinkable. I'm enjoying it. I'm not going to turn it away. I'm definitely drinking the whole thing. Well, I don't dump many beers, but it's...
So,
I guess because it's called an ale, and I'm not getting an ale.
It's a rosé ale. It's not called that.
All right. Yeah, you're right. Rosé ale.
It's like you weren't a fan of the Brut IPA that I brought either, really. Which that's based on they use. I'm sure I didn't read up on this to how it was brewed, but I'm sure they probably use the similar type of yeast that they use for the Brut IPAs because they use use the wine yeast for it to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but flavor wise, I'm gonna go because it's good, but it's not. It's like something's missing. I was expecting more out of this, I guess.
Well,
I'm gonna go 4 on the flavor.
We get a win.
Not perfect.
We get a win for having you on the show because we may never get another opportunity.
Yeah, you might not.
Yeah, you might not.
Might be one of those cans you might never see again.
So that kicks it up a little notch.
Drinkability to me is fine. It's easy to drink. It's not. It's not hard to drink.
No, not at all.
And it's definitely not hard to drink. It's nice. I would like this on a.
That is so
day.
Funny that I saw that today, and you brought it out. We're wearing Guns N' Roses shirts. Nothing of it is. It was even
planned
at all.
I know.
So funny. Bizarre.
That's how it works.
It's the kind of day I'm having. I'm telling you, bud.
I'm going to go on a 4.5 on the drink.
Hey, Peter, it's 7:00, and you've still got your pants on. What's the occasion?
They are a small brewery,
which
Oscar
is
Blues.
Not going to be go well for them in this lawsuit.
But they're. Their location, it's not local, but it's
readily available.
Brewer, so I would go with a 4 on that.
Well, how far away is it?
Their closest one is Colorado, I think. Colorado, Texas. There's three of them.
But you're saying it's
John,
easy
that's
to
not
get
local.
Carolina, North Carolina.
But
Texas,
you're saying it's easy
Colorado.
To get?
Yeah. Oh, Oscar Blues is all over the place. Yep. They were one of the first kind of bigger craft brews.
So what do you got for
a
final number?
Let me get into my calculator here. About 4.3. So rounded 4.3. Up to 4.5, I guess.
Yeah, so 4.5.
4.5 for a final number.
Yeah, that could have been it. Could have been the soft mattress, or it could have been the midnight rape, or the nude gay art show that took place in my room. One of those probably added to the lack of sleep.
I'm going a little lower on my untapped selection.
Yeah, I'm probably going to make it around a 4.
Yes.
Overall.
Okay, so I'm glad to know that.
Because it's good. It's not great. I've had better.
Yeah. I have to drop it down because I know I have at least one person that watches my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the only
sister only buys beer that I mark 4 and above.
Oh, really?
So I think I got to drop.
Well, that's good.
The only problem with this episode 200 is John is way too sober.
I know. Should have did that other beer.
I have a busy day of fishing. Like, I mean, it starts in 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you using?
About 6 hours from now.
What are you using for bait? Tallywhackers?
I'm getting them. Yeah. That's right. Did you ever see those little guys? Swimming around?
Oh, I wish I was Beyonce.
Tallywhackers.
Great beer, by the way. What is it?
Give us a rundown one more time, Jim.
Guns and Rosé by Oscar Blues Brewery.
Oscar Blues?
Oscar Blues.
Where'd you get it?
Where did I get this? Oh, I actually got this at in Albany. Oliver's.
So when you go out for the day, when you go out for the week and you decide where you're going to go for a beer, do you just like eeny meeny miny mo and you pick one?
No, not always.
Or is it sometimes where
sometimes
you're at?
Sometimes I follow all the beer places.
To see what they got.
All of them that are on Untappd, because it makes it a lot easier sometimes
to get more rare stuff and other things you haven't had and that type of
thing. Right. Yeah, I watch their, because they'll post what they have on there, and then if you go on their website, it'll show what it is, and if it's something I haven't had or something that
Oliver's on Colvin.
Yep. Yeah, that was from there. Yeah, this I got actually a few weeks ago.
Jay's got two indentations on his forehead now.
I do from his glasses. But so I'll watch them on Untappd and when they post new stuff, if it's stuff it's highly rated stuff or something I'm looking for or something
gotcha.
That fits our show.
Yeah,
that I your show.
Yeah, but
it's our show. You're not a guest. Stop it.
Yeah, but we
tell him he's not a guest.
You're not a guest.
All right.
Jay. Yeah, hold it. Yeah, because actually your voice is in the beginning, so you can't be a guest.
Okay.
But
Be our guest.
Nobody talked about Guns and Rose A or Guns and Roses. And we ended up with the same shirts, and you brought Guns and Rose. Well,
and I saw the lawsuit earlier today.
When I walked in, they're like, we have the same shirt on. I should change.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. I'm thinking in the back of my head. I'm like, no, don't change your shirt. I almost wasn't going to bring this tonight either. I brought other ones, and I'm like.
No, you got the right. You did the right thing, Jay.
I brought the beer that scares me still.
Well, that didn't solve anything. Guess I'll just go out and get hammered.
The beer that scares me, and I got another option, too, but. Yeah.
Hey, everybody, there's a shit cloud coming. Run for your lives.
That's the one that scares them.
Yeah, that's
the scary one, huh?
That might be a memorable episode.
So what episode Jay's brew is this?
This is number 94.
Ooh, we're getting close.
Closing in.
So we're going to have another little celebration coming soon.
The 100, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number 100
Jay's
brew.
I tried to make it because I did my 50th at 101, so...
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to make it 100, but we didn't get there. So, and we'll get there.
Shit happens sometimes.
Just another reason for a celebration.
Yes.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
Hi, honey.
Chillin' with Jay's Brew. Chillin' with Jay's Brew.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com.
You can have it.
On Buzzsprout.com, on Spotify, and on iTunes, or whatever the fuck.
At Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untappd at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick, where I'm still trying to get to the 2,000.
And for all your 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Pick up our debut album and check out our second video from our second single, Shake It On Down, and find out where we are playing near you. I was going to do, you know, we planned for the top 10, but I feel like we went through all the episodes. I feel like we're going to repeat. You know what I mean?
Right. So, oh, yeah.
What's your top two? Well, just let's say what was your top two?
No, I didn't do that.
You didn't do the top 10 anyway.
No, because it would be hard for me to go through everything.
Jay, what was your?
Well,
probably your top two.
My top two. Wow, that's.
I wrote down while we were going through some old ones. Truth Serum one is definitely on the top five for sure.
Yeah, that'd probably be.
I want to say Mind Eraser now too. That Bob brought that up. I gotta go back and listen to that because I want to say that was a funny one too.
Yeah.
But I gotta do top three because I can't do top two. The first podcast you guys ever did, because that's why we're all here, is definitely in my top three.
Oh yeah. I got
wow. Well, because that's why we're here. And then my first appearance naturally is makes me happy. And then the Truth Serum one is that fucking made me laugh so hard when I watched it again. But now that Mind Eraser one kind of brings back some kind of touch that one. I think that might have been funny too.
I think I went for basically what stuck out is just, I mean, where, like, the hurt to laugh thing. You know what I mean?
I know, but it was hard to remember what those were.
Oh, there were so many of them. There's true, but the ones
there was that, a lot. We had quite a few. Sorry.
The ones that stuck out in my head were, if you were to tell me to pick a top two, and I don't know if I could put these in any order, but episode 81, Welcome to the Slippery Pickle. And,
yeah, that was a good one, too.
Where is it? Damn it, I lost it. The pretzel peddler.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. Don't we have a bit for that?
No, we don't. We wanted to do one.
Yeah,
it's another one.
We wanted to do one.
The Slippery Pickle and...
What was the Slippery
Pickle? We actually have graphics for the Slippery Pickle, episode 81.
81.
Yeah, we actually have graphics, which, you know what? If you wait to the end of the podcast and look at the end of it, it'll show up.
Oh.
The graphic for the Slippery Pickle.
Nice.
Good.
Because we do have that. I can put that in there. I just don't know what the pretzel peddler. The talent one was good. Episode 80 talent would probably be.
I know we talked about the pretzel
in my top peddler, 10.
But we didn't record it. But I got the outfit. We have to do it.
Yeah, no.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Got the outfit. That's why I bought the outfit.
That's right.
Just need a trach.
That's it.
Yeah, where was the pretzel? Oh, there it is. Episode 101. Can you say pretzel peddler?
101 was the pretzel peddler.
Yeah, those two were very, very, if I remember right, very good. Laughing very, very much so.
Mm.
A lot.
You think you could get one of those?
The episodes?
Pretzel peddler?
We don't have any. What do we have for it?
I don't know.
We're not going to...
Just checking.
hang on.
That's a really fancy case you got there, Bob.
That's not mine. It's
super
pretty.
It's the wife's.
I know you like black sometimes.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
But then some flowers
some
and some sticks
like
really
flowers.
Yeah, really makes me happy. Look at him.
Some days I just want to lay down.
Which end?
Well, the microphone is not on the other end.
I wasn't paying attention.
Otherwise, this would be really disturbing.
Paying attention.
You were paying attention. Because the microphone sometimes slips down there.
I think
just see him talking, and all of a sudden Jay's ass is like Jay stands on that and has his ass by the microphone. John just keeps going. Like,
I didn't hear anything either. I was paying attention to Mr. Jaw. I was trying to finish Mr. Jaw. Because we're not going to. He can stay.
Moron but number one.
That was your cup, wasn't it?
Use that. I don't remember.
That was your sounds like cup, a hot item.
It's like
we have
that
him still.
Fucking
it's
thing. Like yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's something weird. I'm telling you, I've heard this philosophy before. I've been told don't ever drink beer from a straw.
We made you drink it from a straw.
I said no.
Beer. Go ahead. You Google it. I'm telling you.
You can Google it if you want.
Yeah. This shall not be permitted. Going the right way.
That's better.
It's a little bit better. It's a really angry German. Yeah.
German sound angry to me.
Not like that. That was like loud, aggressive, angry German.
Huh? Well, oh, you're right.
See?
Well, the internet's supposed to be German.
That's right. That's exactly right.
It has to be true.
It's a shorter way for alcohol to get into the blood and a way to make you get drunk faster.
See?
When drinking the same amount of beer, the effects of one's health remain the same, whether you drink beer in a normal way or through a straw, provided that one gets drunk faster when drinking through a straw.
See? I told you.
I don't know.
I didn't make it up.
Fun trivia. I don't know.
That's right. I didn't make it up. That's why I told
My
you.
My uncle says you got a screw loose.
You're famous, collies.
Sorry, Steve.
Then it says, why don't people always just drink?
By the way, we'll pause this for a second. We do have to make fun of Steve again because of his Hello Kitty kiss doll that he bought. That he says is for his niece.
Hey,
his niece.
Hey, everybody's got their own thing.
So, Hello Kitty Steve.
What kind of philia is that?
I'm sure there is one. I'm
Being
sure there is
by
one.
Doll. Oh, let me check. Let me Google that.
Straw then.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think it tastes the same. It changes the.
No, it does.
It does. Changes it. Makes it feel. I get the. It feels flat.
Spit like it flat. Out, man. It
sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Like when you climb the rope in gym class.
You know, got to be careful on the way down.
You haven't used that in a long time. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Tight.
What?
Like when you climb the rope.
John, you never had that one. You were getting out there. Wayne's World, Garth.
Wayne's World, Garth.
Kind of makes
me. Yeah, you didn't get it.
No, you didn't get it. That's why we're explaining it on the podcast to you. I never had that. Jay just brought it up because he said it makes me so funny.
You said it?
Yeah.
So you can just cut it and use it. It sounded authentic to me.
I feel funny like when I climbed the roots in gym class.
That's
I had not
totally
memorized
usable.
That line, so I didn't know where you were talking about. He went,
get the fuck out of here. No, I cannot.
DJ Hans coming at me. DJ Hans.
Next weekend, I'm going to have, I found the recipe for the pretzels. And I've got some nice cheese options.
I
didn't have yeast, so I couldn't do it. But
Hans special cheese,
make your special
and sauce, those special pretzels. People are going to go crazy. You watch.
Oh my God! And you're
all
a
right,
DJ
you
too?
Primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram or Periscope.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick with two C's.
Two C's.
Two C's.
Chillin' Jay's Brew.
Chillin' Jay's Brew. Not that I mean to skip you guys.
Agalmatophilia. It's a sexual attraction to dolls.
The Hello Kitty dolls?
Seems pretty... Pretty drinkable.
I think I had that.
Is that on your
Absolutely. Yeah.
Double album.
Yeah. We'll have to revisit.
That's
that
coming up
point.
Soon.
What?
We'll be revisiting us.
Yes.
about 3 days of time.
Your number, Jay, your number 10.
My number 10's Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh!
Yeah, I would, personally, I like, but album-wise or that, yeah. I mean.
What happened? I welcomed the Slippery Pickle.
What the hell's going on there?
I don't know. We must have talked about it because I wouldn't have put it on there. But I'm sure we're in there somewhere.
Dolls, you said, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I do have the mannequin. Attracted to mannequins.
What is it? Agal Mato. Yeah, that's,
yep.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That's it.
We agree.
It's dolls, mannequins. Anyway.
So that's Steve, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure I'll get a phone call after this. You know what?
You said
dude,
it.
Save your phone call, okay, Mr. Hello Kitty? Oh.
Him. Like this.
Talent.
Yeah. Talent.
Yeah, he's giving you the talent.
Oh, isn't it this? I thought it was this.
No, it's not. This is the talent. We did
I thought
talent.
It was.
This is the two in the pink, one in the stink. That's what that is.
So ours is just the.
Ours is
talent. Ours is just like, let me see the talent. Directions.
Can we please see your diagram of like Muppet hands?
Can we review the diagram, please?
Of Muppet hands?
It's different. Yeah, there's different things going on here.
Yeah, that was talent.
Yeah,
yep.
It's talent.
Yeah, it's talent.
Okay. Oh, and what a 200 episodes it has been.
Yeah. Of course.
Like I said, the next couple of weeks we are going to be off. On the 19th and the 26th, we will be off. And we will be back on May 3rd. And you know what?
Cinco de Mayo!
Celebration.
Yeah. You know what?
Celebrating our Mexican heritage.
That's right.
We. See, Inspector. I mean, we. We're going to be back because we're going to recharge and get some ideas and make things better than ever.
Here's what's going to happen, Tonto. Kemosabe is going to have some flavor. I'm going to choose not to eat with you.
We're not going to eat together?
No. I like to recharge my batteries and shut down the engines and get myself back to neutral.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to recharge the batteries, shut down the engines, and get back to neutral so we can give you a better show.
Yeah.
That's it.
And basically is, as we hate to tell of our fans, but this show basically was started off as us entertaining ourselves.
Yeah.
And lately we feel like we're not entertaining ourselves as much, so we need to get back to that.
We need to laugh more.
Yes.
And that's what we plan to do.
Yes, we need to giggle more.
Make both of you guys out there laugh.
That's right.
No, hey. No, let me see. You got Steve, you got Greg, Chris, Tom.
All right. All three of you.
Isn't Brandon? Brandon's a pretty faithful listener. Your cousin?
They're out there, man. They're out there.
The loose and buttery army.
The loose and buttery army members.
Buttery army members are out there.
That's
I've been
right.
collecting you one at a time. There's no reason why you should stop listening now.
That's right.
Well, if you're looking at the camera pointing at it, that'd be watching.
I was telling.
Or listening.
Or listening. And here you go, John, just for you.
Mad Libs! Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad
Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad
Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad
Libs!
Mad Libs!
Mad Libs!
John hit that right in the garbage.
Right in the garbage. It was perfect. Right?
Now, hold it. To say this, though, if that junk wasn't on top of the garbage, you probably would have missed it.
It might have made it because if it, you know, it might have hit the backstop.
I think it would have been probably in the back room.
I fucking nailed the garbage.
You did.
I usually aim for the camera, to be honest.
That's why it
landed. You could have seen that.
The what?
Yeah, we had camera too. You could have seen that.
Yeah, because I want to see that
Go
thing.
Fuck yourself.
Like, you could, like, slow-mo it.
You know what, Jay?
If I nailed it.
Right. You're right. If John would get off his ass and fucking edit him, do some editing himself, we'd have a camera, too.
I have too many projects going on.
Along with the interview with Pat.
Too many things. The interview with Pat that goes back to John the Beekeeper.
The new season, you'll see.
You'll see
the new season.
You'll see. You'll see.
You'll see. God damn you. You'll see. God
damn
you.
You listeners.
Damn you. Damn you to hell.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
So next year there should be some Olympics coming, right? Because it looks like here I got quick shots. The Olympics in 2016.
Next year there should be Olympics coming?
16, 17.
Well, every 2 years. 20. I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah, so the next one.
Winter? It's a winter, I think.
Well, that was.
What?
Winter is coming.
That was August, so it must have been summer, yeah.
16?
Yep.
Jackass.
So 18 was winter, and then 20 is summer again.
20. 20 to the summer.
I hate the Olympics. Winter give a shit less.
I like
some of it. I like it.
Boring.
I like Olympics.
It's good. Okay, say what you got to say.
I got nothing.
What are we doing?
Oh.
I think we're done.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Big 200.
Big 200.
Guy said, well, repeat one more time. We're going to be off April 19th, 26th. We'll be back on May 3rd. Better than ever. Coming at you with some
special.
We're going to come back.
Some new stuff.
On the Cinco de
Mayo, I can hear the music already.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know that.
We have two big Mexican hats. I need one more big one. So we all big hats.
And I know that my thing's here in the bin now. I know.
Right there.
Soiree the thing there, whatever the fuck you call it.
The soiree thing?
The big blanket. A hole in it.
The big blanket with a hole in it. So
that's good.
You'll have to check it after we get off the air
mustaches.
Here. Mustaches.
We have one, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we will. We'll try to return to the vignettes and see if we can.
Yeah.
Kickstart my heart.
Oh, by the way, me and John will say that. Speaking of, you did say that, we will give four thumbs up to The Dirt on Netflix, the Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that when I got here.
Yes. Big four thumbs up.
Yeah. I was really surprised.
A
couple of friends listened to it before, watched it before I saw it, and I was like, those are three people that think completely different than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they all loved it. I can't wait to see it. And when I saw it, it's great. It's really great
cool.
movie.
Yeah, I gotta check that one out.
Yeah, it's, we both enjoyed Bohemian Rhapsody, but yep, I think this one hit a little bit more home because we grew up with Motley Crue. We didn't grow up with Queen as much.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? The Crue was more ours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we really,
I'd be the first to say that I'm glad that you didn't grow up.
What?
I'm glad you guys weren't that much into Queen.
What?
That way.
Oh.
I was going for something there, but it didn't quite hit home. Swing and a miss.
A full release ensures a rejuvenative rest and promotes a winning attitude.
Everything that guy just says bullshit. Thank you.
I'm glad you guys weren't into Freddie Mercury.
Oh.
That's what I was going for.
He's a great singer, though.
Great singer.
Yeah, he was.
Performer. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes. But, no,
in
like...
more ways than
songwriter.
One.
Songwriter. Yeah.
But, yeah, like I said, this one, I think this movie hit us a little bit closer to home because we grew up with Motley Crue.
Yeah,
buying the albums when they were coming out and stuff.
No, this really did... You know, it's really funny.
It is a funny movie.
I don't watch a ton of movies. Mm-hmm. I think I watch less movies than you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you spend the next day kind of regurgitating the movie, you realize how good of a movie it was because they really did a lot of different things. There was a lot going on. And it starts with things that we've talked about, like the actors that mm-hmm. they selected Very, to play the yeah. pieces.
Casting was so excellent.
It was huge.
Even the guy that got to play Ozzy was hilarious.
Oh, really? My God. The fucking whole scene with Ozzy was goddamn hilarious.
Comes out in the yellow dress.
Fucking hilarious.
These two old people by the pool, he bends over and says, would you like me to buy you some drinks? And he lifts it up and he's got a dollar hanging out of his ass. He goes, come here. Grab it. I know you want to grab it.
No. It was,
come listen to your Uncle Ozzy.
Yeah, I definitely give that one huge kudos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's really how it, like.
But they also just lined up, too. I mean, the guy who played Vince, I mean, he was doing ridiculously some of the moves that Vince Neil right out of the videos.
Yeah.
All of them were very, like, it was very, they couldn't have done a better casting. They really couldn't have.
The body types.
Yeah, even the right down to the body types even the height.
Yeah.
Nikki and Tommy being tall mm-hmm. and the other two being shorter. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, what's his name that played Tommy Lee? I mean, that's
funny. Machine Gun Kelly.
They said he put, like, because Tommy Lee notoriously was running through the halls in his little
Tommy Lee thong thing.
Thong, you know what I mean? And really just jumping around like a fucking idiot. Yeah.
Nikki, and the real Nikki Sixx saying nobody else had the perfect body type for Tommy except for him. And
this dude, they said when he was running around, like after they cut the mm-hmm. filming, he was still running around like that because he was having a good time doing it. He looked just like him.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they did such a good job.
Scrawny, fucking long-limbed.
Knowing as much as we did, because growing up with Motley Crue, there's definitely some, they tweaked some things in there probably for Hollywood mm-hmm. type of things. You know what I mean? There was a little bit of
Dramatization.
Yeah, there was some stuff out of the timeline, like the Doc McGee, who managed them, talked about managing Kiss, and he didn't manage Kiss until 96. Mm-hmm. So they had some things a little bit out of line, but nothing that ruined the movie by any stretch of the imagination. And there was so much stuff. It was a 2-hour movie. They couldn't put everything in.
Yeah.
So they left some stuff out. But
only Bob would know those fucked up things.
Steve knew it, too.
Steve and Bob would know those fucked up things.
Well, like I said, you know, we kind of grew up with that.
There was another one you said. I think there was a Pearl Jam poster in the background at some time, and you said like the date.
No, that was fine. That was right on. Yeah, at the when they're getting together after Dr. Feelgood, they have the poster of Pearl Jam 10. Obviously, in the movie showing how things were moving along, and that puts the timing in.
So the manager bit was the only one that was really up for question.
The manager bit was a little.
Now, why would they? Why would they bother?
I don't know why they put. He said Kiss and Skid Row a couple of times, and Skid Row wasn't even around yet. He didn't do Kiss. I mean, this was supposed to be back in 82, 83.
Right. Why wouldn't you stick to chronological?
I don't know. Me and Steve went through it to actually last night. We talked about a lot of stuff that they missed, but then you were talking about a 4-hour movie. Jay's waving at me.
You want one?
No, I don't know. What do we got? Okay. We're doing a 4-hour show, or
it's an hour and 43 minutes.
Yep, two J's Bruce.
You're going to do another one?
Just pop it out.
Nah, I can. But
okay. Is that the scary one? It?
No, I have another one besides that.
John seems like he wants to.
It's Friday night. John sounds rock and roll, baby.
John sounds like he wants to go to bed to get 5 a.m. here faster.
That's true.
So we can go fishing.
This one might put you to sleep.
I love fishing. God, I love fishing.
What are you using for bait again? Ding dongs or something? Or what did I say?
Tallywhackers.
A little worm.
That's it. That's all I believe in, a little bit of tallywhacker. Wiggle it around there early in the morning.
It's
like a fucking charm.
We're still trying to get Jay to get on Netflix so he can see some of the stuff we talk about.
Yeah. I'll see it.
I do have to groom a little.
I'll get it.
You know, fishing.
To go fishing?
What kind of fishing is this?
Fisher really skeptical about it.
They like a well-groomed man. Housekeeping. I hear.
Thank you. Leave it.
Housekeeping.
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towel?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Oh, all right.
I can't wait to go fishing.
I know you can't. I know you can't. You're going to come back tomorrow night here with a big smile on your face after fishing.
I know. I know.
I'm going to catch a big one.
I'm going to catch a big one.
He does catch and release, though.
I do. Yeah. Yes. That's I know. That's the only fair way.
He does catch and release.
What are you hiding, Jay? Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Right.
Button. Hit the button. Okay. Two J's, bro.
A quick J's brew here.
Yeah.
What, you're not playing the whole thing?
This is, we're already at a minute 45. You know how long is it going to take to do this fucking thing?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Smell
it's a
that.
Special 200.
Smell that one. Before
you... Holy shit.
Hemp tails.
Yeah. that's just like...
Let me smell.
That's just like smelling a bud.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The real deal.
All right, let's go.
That's the shit right there. Woo!
Damn.
This will put you to sleep.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Well,
back goes Serrano. He'll need a rocket up his ass to catch this one.
Damn.
I tried a sample of this, but I don't think I checked it in because I was saving this as... Hopefully we don't have drug testing anytime soon.
Does it have THC in it?
I know. Do you think... Is that a problem?
I don't know.
Give me that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get that.
Well, no, it can't have THC because you bought it in New York State.
It's made with hemp seed. I know that. Hence the...
Oh, it smells like
aroma.
It smells like. Yeah.
But I don't think you'll get. I don't think with hemp you'll pop positive for.
They actually make two. I brought the other one too.
Because they when you pop positive for marijuana, it's because of the THC, right? That's what they're testing for. Eh?
Yes.
There you go.
So they actually make two. They make a passion fruit version too.
Oh my God.
John looks like he's in love.
We're fucked.
We're fucked.
So this is called the hemped.
Holy shit.
Hemp tails.
Fuck.
Well, drink it. Let's go. We know what it smells like. It definitely gets a top on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I give it a 10. Oh, we only go to 5.
So it comes up on Untappd. It's by Rockwall Brewing out of Rochester.
John has a funny look on his face.
It's got like a sweetness to it.
Yes. It's almost ginger ale like.
Yeah.
When I had the sample.
Yeah. It's definitely not what I was expecting.
It's 8%. So it's dangerous.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, because it doesn't taste 8%.
No. No. It's got, like I said, it's more like ginger ale.
The drinkability is like ginger ale.
It's got the weed smell, but
the smell
drinks like ginger ale.
You got to like the smell of pot.
I do.
To me. I mean, the color's nice. It's
like
clear. And
even when I drive by a skunk crisp on the side of the road, I kind of like it.
So,
I thought we always used to call that an import.
It's definitely, definitely the aroma.
It's like a Heineken. This, by the way, is not anything like a Heineken.
No, the flavor's
not even close.
The flavor's like a ginger ale to me.
It is like a ginger ale. It really, really is. The flavor's like a ginger ale.
Yep.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
I love you too, Bob.
Love you. Bye. Oh, I think we were supposed to call Steve. Oh, we didn't.
We love you too, Steve.
It's sweet. It's light. It's not dank, fruity, or citrusy.
You're fruity and citrusy, all right.
I'm really surprised by it. Where did you get it? Where was it?
No, Glenville Bev. They had it. They actually did it. They were doing a sampling of it, and I cracked everybody up. I'm like, the guy's like, it has. I think he did tell me that it has. There's no THC in it.
Because I don't think you'd be allowed to sell it.
Yeah, I'm like that's a good thing. So, I'm like, oh, that's. I'll try it. He was doing samples, and I'm like, it's good.
So you had one of these samples that...
Yeah, I never checked it in at Glenville Bev. Yeah, the company was there.
Okay.
Sampling one day.
They do get you, don't you?
Yeah. And I had one today too, but it wasn't that good.
Yeah. Oh, the samples?
The one I had today.
I can't believe.
Yeah, the smell of that's crazy.
Because the smell would make you think it's bitter.
But it's smooth. I mean, it's like it's literally like drinking ginger ale.
It's really easy to drink.
You get the smell of weed, yeah, but it's really there's weird.
I don't even know where to start on this one, because it's.
We'll start with her. That's why we made the list.
The
color is great.
Color's great.
Color's a five.
Scent
aroma
is
a five.
I love it.
Again, flavor's great. I mean, the flavor is a five. The drinkability is off the charts to me because this is an 8% beer. It's not
okay.
This is not a 4.5 like these sessions. This is an 8% beer.
Yeah,
beer.
Yeah, I got you.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
A beer?
Yes, 8% beer.
8% beer.
So all it's right. Not like these little session ales we've had. This is going to sneak up on you quick.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to kick it up a notch for that one, just because that last one that was a little sour to me.
Yeah,
I brought it down under 4.
Okay,
this one I think I want to bring to 4 because it's really unique.
Yeah, I mean, well, to me the drinkability is a 5. I'm 5s all the way down
to
drinkability.
Yeah, it's really
brewery
easy to
size.
Drink.
It's from Rochester. We're in state.
Yep.
I got to go with a 5 on this. I mean,
all the way.
I'm going all the way down. I mean, I love the color. The aroma's good.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors, a 5. Drinkability for an 8% beer, this is dangerous to me.
Right.
And the brewery size and location. I mean, I don't know much about this brewery.
Rochester. I mean,
but it's in Rochester.
Not local, but
Rockwall Brewing out of Rochester. And they're
it's what, 3 hours?
www.drinkhempales.com is there. So. I don't know. I got to go with a 5, I guess. That's what it all adds up to on our rating scale that we invented. Mm-hmm. It's definitely different. I've never had anything like it.
No. No, it's so unique for sure.
5s all around?
I got to admit it. No, I'm gonna mark it a little lower on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, come. What's getting you?
It's on the sweet side for
Oh.
me.
Oh, Greg checked into something. Toast him.
I mean, for me, I'm just more of an IPA guy.
Yeah.
And it's personal.
Okay.
That's it. That's all right. That's all it comes down to.
So you're saying you don't like pot?
I like it. Chillin'
with Jay.
Hi, howdy.
Chillin' with Jay.
Jeez, all right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at Bob and John's Podcast at gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com, Spotify, iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also an untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Pick up our debut album. Check out our second video for our second single. Our video for our second single. Stop that.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Sounds like I got a dick in my mouth.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
And find out where we're playing near you. All right, boys and girls. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's give them all a big dating game kiss.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Chico!
I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Looking for a little slab and pickle.